Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We host this radio show with a great friend of ours. His name is Jean-Luc. We do this every Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and I've learned so much from Jean-Luc. We started off as he was a customer of ours, and he was building a business. I said, well, we can help you promote that business on Building Fortunes Radio. We figured out a time that was good for him and good for me, which was this time slot, at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. on the Pacific side. And as a result of that, we started to do a lot of radio shows. When we started kind of doing different things and decided that he was going to live on a boat. He was living in an RV, not an RV, a motorhome. And as a result of many times we had some radio shows where he was parked on the Pacific Ocean or parked by the Pacific Ocean. And then one day he said he was going to buy a boat. So he bought a 38-foot sailboat and kind of been living through those experiences, which is always kind of fun. And I got a phone call from him, I guess around this time, more or less, 3 years ago, I think it might have been. And he basically said, listen, was it 3 years ago? I mean, the time flies.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's right around
end of November 2020.
Yep, and I got that phone call from him, and he said, you know, I'm not going to be able to do the radio shows anymore. And it was that was kind of like out of context because, you know, I didn't think there would be anything that I said. And Jean-Luc and I, we agree on many things, and the things that we disagree on, we disagree politely, you know, so there's never any bad things. Anyway, so one thing led to another. He said, hey, listen, I got to get a heart transplant because we were talking about a challenge he was having with energy in his heart and has had a heart valve that wasn't working right. So I figured they'd just go in there, you know, spray some WD-40 on his heart, you know, to get the thing up and running.
Need
a whole new one. Yeah, a little grief pump, you know, duct tape here or there, you know, just kind of massage it a little bit. But that did not work. That was like, nope, I need a whole new one. So we got a whole new one. And he was back on the radio show in January or February of the next year. So within just a few weeks, he got that new that new heart. And then a few weeks after that, he's on the radio show, and he's alive and kicking and all that sort of stuff and done amazing things. And we talk about a lot of interesting things. And today we're going to talk about some interesting things as well, but I just got to say this before we get started. Jean-Luc came from France. I, of course, am here in the United States. He's here now in the United States as well, as I mentioned. But we have Veterans Day coming up tomorrow, and that's something that, you know, we don't have a lot of veterans in my family. My daughter was the first one. She was a Marine, and she separated from the Marines for medical purposes, which was good for me, the dad, because I wouldn't want her in, you know, some of the stuff that the Marines might probably have to do right now. And as a result of all that sort of stuff, we say, you know, Happy Veterans Day. And maybe we won't talk about it today, but, you know, I hear people talk about 11/11. And there's a gal named Carolyn Xavier, who's a girl from California, on Instagram. And she said something about 11/11 is like when we whisper to the angels. So we'll talk about maybe that one of these days with numerology and some of the other stuff that Jean-Luc talks about. But there's a different 11/11 relative to why do they celebrate Veterans Day on 11/11. And I don't know if a lot of people know that. And Jean-Luc, you come from France. I don't know if you do that, if you know that as well. But do you know the symbolism behind 11/11 and Veterans Day? Why is Veterans Day always on 11/11?
You know, Peter,
you know?
Too many symbolism because you can find 11/11, 666, 888, and all of these people make some, I don't trust none of that. Okay?
Because
it's too many, and also is to give your destiny or something happen to something is never been related to something like this, you know. If you take the 8 number and you put vertical but horizontal is a symbol of infinity.
This
I chose this because it's the Greek letters, okay, and this Greek letter represents the infinity. But you know, you can find many things. You have heard about the 666 numbers,
oh, yeah.
And what? Here we have 101. You know what it is?
No.
It's a freeway.
It's a what? A 101 is a freeway?
It's a freeway. Yeah.
Right. Well, here's what I found. Here's what I found in my search for the 1111. I found a lot of symbolism with the number 11. So for some people that study the Bible, you can give me a million examples. For those people that study numerology, it was one. For those people that are a little bit spiritual, they say 1111 when you see it on a clock, you know, make a wish. The angels are around you. They're supporting you in your decision. But relative to the military, here's what I did not know, and that's why I like to research stuff that I don't know. World War One was ended on 11/11 and the 11th hour. So it was November 11th, 11/11. And the 11th hour, it was 11 a.m. Eastern Time, that World War One ended.
Which year?
1918.
Okay, it's good. No, I ask you, I know because in France we say it's 1418. World War One, it was start in 14 and ended up in 18.
But anyway, so it's just a very interesting thing. I always like to look a little bit deeper into things, like why do they do that? You know, it's very interesting, the story, and then what you find is very interesting as well.
Peter, something completely not related. What for a woman is 1418?
What for a woman is 1418?
Yes.
I don't know, and I don't think I should guess.
You cannot guess?
I don't think I should, because my guesses aren't good.
Okay. 1418 for a woman after the first day of the menstrual is when a woman can have babies. It's fecundable, we say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
1418. Many women didn't know that. Many women think they can have babies at any time. This is not true. You have only 4 days.
Well,
when you
can
make
amazing.
A woman
pregnant
is between the 14 and the 18 days. And for us French people, for me at least, I remember easily because it's World War I, 1418, but it's also the fecundability for a woman.
Wow. Yeah, I learned a lot of stuff doing Building Fortunes Radio with my friend Jean-Luc.
and trust me, 99.5% of women didn't know that.
I'm sure they don't. But especially now.
One day I was talking with my mom, and she looked at me and said, "How do you know that?" I said, "Mom, I study sexuality by myself, but the correct way, you know. And I know many things about sexuality, and I know a woman is fecundable. I don't know if you use this word in English, but you can have babies during the 14 and the 18 days after the first day of the menstruation."
Well, after her period starts or stops?
No, stop, the first day.
Okay, first day after it stops, 14. Not that I need this education anymore at my age, but it's very interesting to know. Very interesting.
The first day, the menstruation stops. not stop.
Oh, well.
Because
oh,
some
okay.
woman stop 3 days after, some woman stop 5 days after, some woman and say is.
Yeah,
when
we could probably
stops.
Open up we can probably open up another can of worms based on all the irregular periods that women are having across the world based on the vaccines. So that really
yeah,
messed up
yeah.
the schedule.
Yeah.
That really messed up the schedule.
Yeah.
But anyways, so we are here. We didn't want to start talking about women's menstrual cycles on our radio show tonight.
No,
so
but
let's stop.
We talked
no,
talk about 14, 18, you know, is World War I, but it's also that. It's important to remember because, you know, education, you can grab education everywhere, and women can check that, and because many of them, and during my long life, I met many women as a friend or have a partner, and no one knows that.
Wow, very interesting. Now, when you say 14-18, I was referencing World War One as 1918 is when it stopped. So you're saying
1918, but when you say 2020 or 23, you said you write
23. Right.
1914,
right.
Yeah, but it's 14 and 18.
I got it. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I am ready to listen to whatever you want to talk about, but there is one little topic that I just got to kind of get off my chest, and it has nothing to do with anything, so I'll go real quick, real first. You know, a lot of people are watching Donald Trump in the trials that they are having, and one of the first ones he's having is the one that's in New York, and a lot of people really don't know what this trial in New York is about. So this trial in New York is the first time it's ever been charged against anybody, and I don't know if you know the story, but I'll pretend that you don't, because a lot of our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience don't. But there's basically the reason why Donald Trump is being charged in New York with Letitia James is because they say he lied and basically overstated the value of the homes and the property that he had and his net worth when he was applying for loans. So although he got the loans, paid the loans, never had a problem with the loans, and nobody lost any money. They're saying because of the value that he said he had, he didn't, and he overstated it. So now with Letitia James, the attorney general over in New York, whose sole purpose is to try to make sure that he is not president, and to try to destroy his family.
I think she's
just an evil person. So what she's trying to do is she's trying to get him – they've already got a default judgment against Donald Trump has basically said you're guilty, and now what they're doing is they're trying to figure out how much do you owe as a penalty, and also part of the sentencing, I'm going to call it, he won't go to jail, this isn't a criminal trial, it's a civil trial, but they're basically going to take his ability to run businesses in New York away from him for at least 5 years. That's what they're going for. Now, if you really think about it, you'd say, are you kidding me? This is the first time you've ever charged anybody for this crime. Next, there were no victims because the banks gladly made the money. Nobody lost anything. They're trying to smear him, trying to distract him from being the next president. But here's the next thing that they're doing. They've already found them guilty, which is impossible, but they've already found them guilty. Now they're going for damages. They are right now trying to, I'm going to say, ban his expert witnesses from testifying why he believes their numbers are wrong. So New York State was able to bring up their witnesses, and, of course, I'm sure their witnesses gave them favorable answers to what they were looking for, but Donald Trump is being denied the ability to bring his witnesses up, his defense witnesses, the people that knew and did the stuff that they did, and they can't even be heard. They're trying to keep Donald Trump from having his expert witnesses on the value of his property talk about that stuff. So when we talk about corruption at every level, whether you like Donald Trump or not, if you're looking for any level of fairness, which is somewhat naive, but if you're looking for levels of fairness, it's not happening with Donald Trump. A lot of people just don't know the details. So I just figured, let me just mention that
point,
it's just happening.
Yeah, the point, Peter, is that many people, they don't realize if they can do this to a former president and go after Donald Trump like this, they can go after any one of us, anyone. And you remember before Donald Trump was elected president, we are talking about the guy who have created, I don't remember the name of the multi-level company, you remember? The guy who have been in jail with his wife and kids and all of this? The old guy?
In a multi-level marketing company?
Yeah, you remember? We talk about him.
With his wife
the name of the company? It was very, very successful.
Zeke Rewards was one.
Zeke Rewards.
So they did the same thing. They hid testimonials and witness and evidence. They basically suppressed evidence to make sure they could put him away. Yeah. So the things that these things highlight is how corrupt our legal system is, which is really a shame. So they're doing it again. They're doing it to Donald Trump. And it is amazing how a state attorney general who's got a mission can actually destroy someone's whole entire existence. Now, I'm not going to state that Donald Trump was a clean businessman. I am sure if you asked, if you're a contractor in New York or a vendor in New York, if you've ever been screwed by Donald Trump, like did he stiff you? Did he not pay you? Did he short you? Did he screw you? I am sure they would line up. They'd probably be a pretty big line too. Might even be around the block of vendors and suppliers and employees of other people. You know, when you're a billionaire and you're doing the stuff that you're doing, especially in a city like New York, which is kind of ruthless, you're going to have some people that don't like the way you do business. None of them took him down. The people that took him down was our corrupt attorney general, who basically campaigned on the idea that she's going to take him down, and she's doing it so he won't be president.
Nobody have been harmed, apparently, what I know.
Nobody harmed.
Even they talk about his apprentice. At one point, he was create an organization. You remember the apprentice?
Yes.
Organization he have created. And I think, I'm not totally sure, I think he have refunded people or refund many people. I don't know if he refund.
He had a real estate course called Trump. It was Trump University. And he had to pay $35 million.
And the apprentice,
I think he had to pay $35 million as basically his retribution or rewards or fines back to those people, because the real estate guys, basically they used his name and they screwed the people.
Yeah. But how many people create courses which has no value, basically, because I was checking many of these courses, especially when I arrived in this country, and I make money on real estate. When I buy my house, I fix it, and I resell it, and I make a bunch of money on this without to buy any courses. And I make money in real estate in France, buying and living on some property and reselling, but I don't say all the courses, because all didn't exist, and some are very intrinsic value, but many of these courses are BS, you know. And but tonight I want to speak about something else. Thank you to bring Trump, and I want to bring something I learned during this week. Today, the interest of the U.S. debt is $1 trillion per year. Today we pass it. Do you know that?
$1 trillion in what?
$1 $1 trillion per year as interest. Not
right.
The principal.
Yeah, I heard that. So let me say that for our Building
Today.
Fortunes Radio listening audience, because I kind of messed it up. Yep, so we just recently passed the idea that the United States every
yep.
year has to pay at least $1 trillion in interest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jean-Luc, I
yeah.
think somebody
and
should take away our credit. I think somebody should take away our credit card. At this time, I think we need an intervention, but that's a lot of money.
Yes.
That's a lot of
well,
money.
$1 trillion, this is passed today. We passed this, and I think the interest of the debt was around 3.2 or 3%. Okay, now let's imagine this increase just by 1%. You say you have to 4.3%, and the debt is now $31 trillion, the debt, the U.S., and maybe soon the U.S. will default on the debt, but in 1 year, it's calculated, we will be around $41 trillion, and maybe before 1 year, meaning 2024.
Nobody even knows how many zeros are in a trillion. I mean, like, I know people do know, but the reality is like, people don't even know how many zeros are in a trillion.
But it's simple. We can calculate like this. The increase of the debt is 800 million per hour.
That's crazy.
Yes, crazy.
That's crazy.
Because
yeah.
1 million is 60. 1 billion is 9, 1 trillion is 12.
12. That's
now
crazy.
We start to talk about quadrillion. But say 1 plus 12 zero behind. This is the interest of the debt the U.S. needs to pay every year, starting now, but increasing every year because the percentage will increase. Okay.
Well,
and,
you know, that's why we're coming out with a digital currency.
It.
Yeah,
what?
That's why we're coming out with a digital currency. We're going to have a new money soon. Digital currencies.
Yeah, but many people will refuse that because this digital currency is the CBDC is here to control the people. And talking about the control, Brazil, you say, to receive welfare or food stamp or any help from the government for the family living under the poverty line, you need to have your kids to receive the vaccine. And if they didn't receive it, the government refused to help you.
Crazy,
huh? Now,
it's crazy.
More important, do you know the Ben Gurion Canal?
Yeah, I think so. It's a canal that they're planning on building somewhere in Israel.
Okay, the Ben Gurion Canal is something that has been planned for 10 or 15 years. It's not something new, but Jerusalem, Israel, have taken why they want the north Gaza Strip completely empty, and they are pushing for that and bombing all this area, is because the Ben Gurion Canal start or end, depending what way you are taking, on this area and going to the Red Sea. We have the Suez Sea with the Suez Canal, which is controlled by Egypt. The Suez Canal has been drilled by a French engineer, name is Ferdinand Lesseps. And the canal is only one way, it's not two way. You cannot pass two ships in the same time. You pass one and after another way and go like this. I never understand why the Egyptian people have not increased the the canal or double it, because if they had done one, why not to do two, you know? And you put one way on one side and the other way. And the Suez Canal go to the Suez Sea to join the Mediterranean, because all the boats before, this was this, or the ship, especially with oil, was going to down the Indian Ocean and going to turn Africa and go up Africa and go on the Mediterranean to deliver the oil in Europe or goods or whatever they want. And as soon as the French built the Suez Canal, okay, now the route is more is faster. And this Suez Canal bring around 9 to 10 billion dollars per year to the Egyptian people, because sure, you need to pay something here. But now the project is to, something is not new, okay? They just push it this year, is to create another canal. It joins Israel, the Mediterranean, on the Gaza Strip, the North Gaza Strip, and go to the Red Sea, and this canal is a two-way canal. Same thing, it will bring to Israel around $10 billion per year, and more after. And they call this the Ben-Gurion Canal. Now, maybe understandable why Israel is bombing North Gaza, and I say to this Palestinian living in Gaza, okay, you need to go south, and you need to move, because somewhere they need this space. And the U.S. is pushing. Why they are pushing? Because as an ally, they can have the possibility with the ship to go from the Mediterranean to the Red Sea. And this canal will be 10 meters deeper than the Suez Canal, meaning big ship, navy ship can use the canal and go rapidly from the Mediterranean to the Red Sea. And even Robert Kennedy is pushing for Israel. Maybe he run as a president as an independent, but he's not really an independent, because what he's pushing is to help Israel and to basically to continue to bomb Gaza, and because he say Israel is very, I saw an interview with him, and he say Israel is very, very important for the U.S. Yes, because this, if this canal is built, it will be by U.S. economy, money for the U.S., and also maybe some right on this, some royalties. We don't know exactly all the agreements. But the fact also to have something implanted in this area for the U.S. to try to control all the Middle East. Something to say on
this? I know we both probably listen to the same radio shows, so if I'm not mistaken, I think we probably heard this on Mike Adams.
Yes.
So natural news. So I didn't know any of this stuff, quite honestly, before
right.
I listened to
that
audio. Yeah,
he's
so
right there, but he's the same guy.
Right. So I don't know enough to really be able to form an opinion, because I don't know enough to be able. I don't have enough basic knowledge, but it just seems like we need more options towards moving things around, and ships are bigger, and the world is a different place. And if there's a choke point in one place, we're really screwed. Like, most people don't really understand how vulnerable we are in so many different places. So I'm all for it.
But the U.S. don't need to be in different places. The U.S. need to be in America and put America first and defend America if you have some attack, but not going to bully the world all wherever they want to go and to go to war. You know, since 2001, the Congress has spent $14 trillion on wars. $14 trillion. 14 plus 12 zero behind.
Crazy.
Okay? On wars. Imagine if all this money has been spent here in America to help people. I saw a video recently of the San Francisco, the street in San Francisco is horrific. And I am, time to time, I go to Los Angeles. I need to go next week for an appointment for my visit. And Los Angeles is horrible. Drug on the street,
right.
People defecate on the street, pee on the street, live on the street, druggy people, dumb people. Is horrible. You cannot be secure like this. You cannot let your kids take the street or take the bus and go to school with all of this, because when people are under drugs, they can do everything they can to find some way for them to have the drug, whatever drug it is.
Yeah. Well,
before we close, I have a good news. I have maybe you have listened like me to the Colonel Douglas MacGregor. Have you heard this guy?
No. So who is it?
Colonel Douglas MacGregor.
Colonel Douglas MacGregor. No.
Yeah, he's the CEO of an organization named Our Country, Our Choice.com.
Okay.
Our Country, Our Choice.com. It's a non-political organization, and a unit American, whatever your political view is, but unit American who have the same value, okay? Family, border, economic, not mutilate kids, and all of this.
Yeah, I'm familiar with him. So let's talk about that next radio show. Yeah, let's bring it up next radio show.
Check the website. It's very interesting. And you check what they want to do is ourcountryourchoice.com.
Our country, our church, or our choice?
Choice.
Okay, got it. C-H-O-I-C-E. Perfect.
Exactly.
I'll take a look.
.com.
Okay, good. Well,
and today was our 368 radio show, Peter.
Wow, that's amazing. Wow.
Radio show,
That's amazing. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad we're here. Maybe we'll be able to do at least, after 1,000, we'll renegotiate whether we should continue or not. So we're only about one third of the way there. Sounds good. Well, Jean-Luc, thanks for being here on your own radio show, and we will catch everybody next week. You can check them out. If you go to buildingfortressradio.com, you'll be able to hear this stuff again. We'll see you next time. Thanks, Jean-Luc.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.